Here at Capital Health, we strive to ensure that every family feels empowered and informed during every step of the childbirth experience. Team Birth helps us achieve these goals. Here to explain this approach is Heather Pache, a perinatal safety coordinator, and childbirth education coordinator, Krista Gravon. This is the Health Headlines podcast series from Capital Health. I'm Cheryl Martin. Heather and Krista, thanks for coming on.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
First, for those who might not be familiar, Heather, what is Team Birth?
So for anyone who hasn't heard of it, Team Birth is a process focused on communication, teamwork, and shared decision-making between the patient, the clinical team, and identified support people. It incorporates structured huddles throughout the delivery stay and shared planning tools to help elicit preferences, elevate the voices of everyone on the care team, and drive equitable care for all birthing people.
Krista, what are the key principles or goals of the team birth approach?
So as Heather said, Team Birth is a patient-centered approach to maternity care, and the key principles are really transparent communication, teamwork, and shared decision-making between the entire care team and the patient in order to promote a dignified childbirth experience. And ultimately, our goal with implementing Team Birth is to ensure that every patient feels supported and respected in their choices and ultimately has a safe delivery.
So Heather, why is team birth so important, and then what potential problems does it help to solve?
Team birth is important because at its core, it's meant to bring collaboration, respectful care, and shared decision making. We want patients to feel safe and have dignified births and have every member of the care team feel their voices heard. In any healthcare setting, communication is key. A team birth huddle brings your patients, support person, doula, lactation consultant, provider, nurse, whomever is important to that care team together at one time to discuss the plan of care and give an opportunity to have anyone ask questions and help identify next steps for that patient.
Krista, give us some examples of how team birth has been implemented at Capital Health.
Sure. So I work more on the outpatient side. So while there's still taking our classes and attending our events. So we utilize our team birth tools, such as the admission guide, our labor support guide, and the assisted delivery guide on our website so that people are aware of team birth prior to admission. We also have it available on our new maternity app that we'll be rolling out in the next few weeks to months. And they are also distributed at our preparing for labor and birth classes. We really want to make an effort to introduce team birth, again, like I said, prior to admission so that patients are aware of what team birth is, and more importantly, to become educated on what their options are during labor and delivery. These tools also serve as points where a huddle can be requested, as Heather mentioned in her last question. So that will help the patient through their choices and become comfortable with the care plan or any changes to the care plan. We also use team birth tools at events, as I said. So at our community baby shower, we let the community know that we really prioritize a patient-centered approach to their care so that they can feel supported throughout that process.
Heather, anything you wanted to add on that?
Yeah, so on the inpatient side, team birth has been implemented over the past year through a lot of education. We have champions from many disciplines in the hospital. We had lunch events and half birthday events, and really just ongoing encouragement to work to ingrain team birth huddles into our culture. Labor and delivery in the mother baby unit had custom whiteboards made for each room that are available in the three languages most preferred by our birthing people. These whiteboards are made to reflect the core components of team birth, identifying the entire care team, which includes the patient, support persons, doulas, clinicians. It incorporates patient preferences, the plan of care for both the birthing person and the baby, and the plan for the next huddle.
Now, Heather, is team birth something that's widely used by hospitals around the country?
So team birth is still a relatively new concept. It was piloted in 2018 and 2019, so it's not widely used, but it has been expanding, especially in New Jersey.
Now, since adopting this approach, do you believe it's had a positive impact on the childbirth experience for patients, families, and their care teams?
We do feel that adopting Team Birth has had a positive impact on the childbirth experience. We feel for both the patients, the families, and their care teams, there's been some data collection around patient experience, autonomy and decision-making, and staff perception with Team Birth. We're able to look at these surveys and see where it's making a positive impact and where we can work to improve, but it definitely feels like we are on the right track.
And I will just mention, just as some feedback from our childbirth education classes, that I feel like there's still a little bit of uncertainty around the concept, especially for parents expecting their first child. But by accompanying the concepts of Team Birth with classes like our new Preparing with Confidence, which is a birth preferences preparation class, expectant parents can become more familiar with their options during labor, delivery, and postpartum. And then when they become a patient, it's not so foreign to them. They'll remember that from the classes. It's sort of a proactive encouragement and empowerment way to help promote open communication between them and their care team, both prenatally and then during their labor process.
And I'd like both of you to answer this question. Why would you recommend Capital Health as the best place to deliver a baby for parents in the region? Krista?
Well, I can say I know that we have an expansive team of healthcare providers, nurses, international board certified lactation consultants who prioritize both care for our mothers and babies alike. And I will also say that on the prenatal side, for education purposes, our childbirth education instructors are all certified, and most of them are also doulas. So you are getting comprehensive support from the point of early pregnancy throughout the pregnancy and into labor and delivery when you get your care and education through Capital Health.
Heather.
Implementing Team Birth is just one example of the way the maternal child health staff at Capital are willing to make meaningful change to elevate the standard of care. We do offer comprehensive services for both the birthing person and baby, but we also have an incredible team that cares really deeply about their patients and really takes pride in the care they deliver.
Krista Gervon and Heather Pache, thanks for explaining the Team Birth approach and its benefits. Glad you're on today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
For more information about Capital Health's maternity services, visit capitalhealth.org/maternity. If you found this podcast helpful, please tell others about it and share it on your social media. And be sure to check out our entire podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening to the Health Headlines podcast series from Capital Health.